Lutheran Church.
Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There are a number of announcements that I would love to bring to your attention this morning, and one of them is that we are excited to be in God's Word, and so this next Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m., there it will be a Bible study, but I might all say it's more of a Christian life course. You know, how is it that we as Christians live in this world, and how do we do so in order to proclaim the glory of God, our Heavenly Father? And so Pastor File will be leading that study, and he assures me that it's not a difficult life course for the Christian. So 9 a.m., that may be a little more difficult for some of you, but if you don't get up as early as others, but I'm sure 9 o'clock, that's plenty late in the day too. So we look forward to being in God's Word, and then throughout the week, Wednesday, there is the 10 a.m. study that I lead, and there is a Thursday afternoon 1:30 study, and it's talking about, it says, love rules and the Ten Commandments. So being in God's Word to help us in our faith. This morning we are following the service of prayer and preaching in Lutheran Service Book, page 260. And at this time, I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn numbered 738.
And give us, we pray, your strength in
at the noon of the day. Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, your hand swift to welcome, your arms to embrace, be there at our home in and give us, we pray, your love in our hearts, Lord, at the eve of the day. Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm, be there at our sleeping and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day. I invite you to stand as you're able. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord God is my strength and my song.
The Old Testament reading for today for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me the gradual. "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." The epistle lesson is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 through chapter 6, verse 10. "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you, as you're able, to please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory will not be arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
At this time, we review the foundations that we have of our Christian faith, speaking together the commandments, the creed, and the Lord's Prayer. We speak to now the Ten Commandments.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this time, the congregation may be seated, and our children that are present may come forward at this time. This morning. Good. We heard in one of the epistle lessons an encouragement. It says we are to do good to others. What can you do that might be good to others? Do your mom and dad encourage you to do things that are good? Yeah. What good things can you do? Can you help someone? Do you think that would be a good thing? Yeah. If somebody is carrying things and they've got a lot to carry, you can help with that, can't you? Yeah, you can do that. How about if you have gotten a new toy to play with? Can you share that with somebody else? Maybe you can share and play with somebody else and have them play with your new toy with you, right? Yeah, there's a lot of different things that we would say are good for you to do for others. Do you know that there's even something else that is good that you can do for others, that we as a church like to do for other people when we know that they're in need? You can pray, right? You can pray, and you can pray that God would maybe send healing to somebody who's sick, maybe a friend, or maybe somebody that's in your family that you know might be sick. And so if they're sick, would it be good for you to pray for them? Yeah, and that's one of those ways that you can do good to others, is to pray for them and to encourage them. And so not only when they're sick, but how about when there's good things that happen? Can we pray to God and thank Him? Yeah, we can do that also. And so you are able, yes, to do good to others, but especially we're able to do good by praying for others and praying to God to thank Him for what He has done for others also. And especially, it says, for the people that are of the faith. So people that we have here in church and people that we know, right? And so you're able to do that, and everyone else here is able to do that also, that we are able to do good to others. And so let's at this time help set an example of doing good to and for others by praying to God, our Heavenly Father. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
dear God, our Heavenly Father,
you know the needs of all this day.
You know the needs of all this day.
Please bring healing to those that are named in our hearts.
Please bring healing to those that are named in our hearts.
And receive our thanksgiving for your gifts.
And receive our thanksgiving for your gifts
that have been received this day.
That have been received this day.
And most especially do we thank you.
And most especially do we thank you
for your Son, Jesus Christ.
For your Son, Jesus Christ.
In whose name we pray, amen.
In whose name we pray, amen.
Well, thank you for coming up today. And at this time, those that are in the third grade, I'm going to ask you to remain here and have your parents come forward at this time. Parents or guardians that are with you this day, as we look to receive and give to you the Word of God. If you want to stand up, are you staying up here for this? Okay. That way you can practice for when it's going to be your turn, right? All right. There is a blessing that I'm looking for. but it's not the organ or bells. There it is. Well, not quite. That's the one. Blessing of a Bible for use in home or school. So, and then the page decides to turn on its own. It is wonderful to have God's Word in your life, and so we as the congregation of Peace Lutheran here in Park Falls want our youth to have a Bible so that they themselves are able to be in God's Word and to study it so that through it they may grow in their faith. And to that end, our congregation is looking for this, forward to this opportunity to give to our third grade students Bibles for their use and the growth that we seek for them to have in the faith. And at this time, we will bless these Bibles as we, prior to giving them to our students this year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord God, by his Holy Spirit, has caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Such learning takes place when we hear the word, holding it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. It is fitting that these Bibles be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us pray. O God, you have given us your holy word to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We implore you to bless these Bibles, enlighten the hearts and minds of those who read them, and open the ears of all who hear the gospel proclaimed from them, that by your Spirit they may earnestly hold fast to him who is the way, the truth, and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless these Bibles. Amen. Going to give these to the parents so that you are able to present it to your child, and it is important that you continue to encourage them in their faith. And so, there are a couple other Bibles that will be given to additional students, but may the Lord bless you as you continue to be in his word and to grow in your faith as you read in it the promises that he has for you this life here and now and the life in the world to come. Amen. And so God's blessings be with you. And if you'd like this, and so here are two of our third graders with their Bibles this morning. So, go in peace. Have no fear, little flock,
have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock, have the cheer, little flock, have the cheer, little flock, for the Father will keep you.
Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Matthew chapter 6. You and I can see in our culture the presence of anxiety, right? There are people that are anxious and worry about their jobs. There are people that are anxious and worry about their health. There are people that are anxious and worry about disasters coming to them. Although their likelihood is very minimal. And then there are people that are anxious and worried about just those things that are generally beyond their control. And there's even people anxious about missing out in things in their life. How many of you have noticed or seen or know people that have been anxious or are anxious for one of those reasons? I'm seeing quite a few hands. Anxiety seems to be quite prevalent. And to that effect, I know that humanity is not advanced beyond what some believe it has. Considering that we have Jesus addressing anxiety that existed within the people nearly 2,000 years ago. Anxiety then, anxiety today. How similar we are as human beings. Things, they get to us, we are bothered by them, and oftentimes the less we have control over it, the more anxious we find ourselves becoming. And there are ways that people try to help reduce anxiety in their life. They may do so by finding an outlet that can provide them with some good release opportunities, such as maybe somebody likes to go for a run and then they just kind of let their mind relax, or otherwise maybe it's a hobby that, you know, when they start to focus on that, they focus less on those things that cause them anxiety. Or it's even medications that we're able to take that maybe help alter our mood, trying to relieve anxiety. And yet, I would say that the real key to reducing anxiety in your life is the one that Jesus speaks about in Matthew chapter 6. And we see in it a number of comparisons being given that should cause us to pause in our thinking. And yet, what might be the reason that we have anxiety in our life in the first place? Why might it exist? Well, our first verse from our gospel lesson has a way of hinting at what is the cause of anxiety. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. I would say that the word money is probably a very narrow definition of that word that Jesus has used. Money, or mammon, refers to the things that we have and need in this life. And there is the problem. We in this life have a difficulty, you would say, focusing on those things that truly need to be focused on and to be served and to be set always before our eyes. And those two differences would be God, who is the creator, or the created, those things of this world, our food, our clothing, the money, the items that we have. And we find ourselves serving either one or the other, either God the creator or the created. And that we focus upon, and therein becomes troublesome and worrying in our lives. God would have us not focus and worry about those things of the creation, but rather look to the Creator for all of our needs, for needs of body and soul. Jesus tells those that are gathered and hearing him, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" And certainly life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. But for those that are going to be worried about those things, your food and your clothing, well, look to the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Yeah, God feeds. He provides the food, even for the birds of the air. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the fields and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Just look at the creation. We see the glory and the splendor of the flowers in the fields, and it is the time of harvest. The corn is looking good where I've been, and the soybeans are beginning to be harvested, and we've seen the plants and the flowers that they have, the berries, the fruits of the trees. How wonderful it is to see how they have continued to be blessed by God. And well, even when you think of a tree, in the middle of winter without its leaves, it looks naked, right? But then we get the summer and the leaves are there, and then even the fruit comes in, and how wonderful that looks as it's clothed with fruit and leaf. But that just goes away, thrown in the fire. Here today, gone tomorrow. But how much more valuable are you? So should you really even be worrying about those items? Well, Luther would say no. In the small commandment, in the small catechism, when talking about the first article of the creed that we confessed, says, God has made me and all things. He's given me my eyes and my ears, my body, my reasons, my senses, and he still takes care of them. And beyond that, well, he continues to list other things that we receive from God, our Heavenly Father. Yes, God cares about you, your body, your life here in this world tainted by sin. He cares and provides for you. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Well, for the Gentiles seek after even these things, those that are not believers, those that do not know God, the Heavenly Father, as the provider for all good things. And your Heavenly Father knows that you need them, and he does provide for those things of this world. He gives to you the blessings of the creation to bless you. So do we need to be worried about that? No. The sun continues to rise and fall each and every day because the Lord, he continues to guide it. And he continues to guide you in your life so that you're able to open the chest of drawers in your bedroom and look and see clothing plenty, to go to our kitchens, and most often when we open the refrigerator, it's filled with good food for us to eat. The basics of our life, yes, God provides. But even greater than those things that we need for this body and this life, God provides what we need for our souls. Yes, he knows we need food and drink and clothing, but he also knows that we need a Savior, someone who is able to help redeem us from the pit of sin and despair that we find ourselves in because we have been born into this sinful nature. And so he has sent his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lived in flesh and blood. He was the human that God, the God-man, that was sent to be the Savior, so that you would not need to be anxious about tomorrow nor about the life to come. For Jesus Christ entered into this world sinless in order to take your sins upon himself, to bear the price that they demand by suffering and giving up his very own life as he hung upon the cross, crucified, so that you would not need to pay for your sins, so that God, your Heavenly Father, would see you as a holy and righteous child. And that gift has been extended to all who have received baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, washing clean from all sins. And in that baptism, the way to life everlasting has been opened. No longer Is there enmity between God and those that are in Christ Jesus? But there is the joy of life everlasting. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. And sufficient for the day is its own trouble. But your heavenly Father does not leave nor abandon you to fend for yourself on your own. Your heavenly Father, he knows all of your needs, and he seeks to provide for each and every one of them. He knows what you need in this life, and more importantly, he knows what you need to be with him in the life to come. So trust in God. Believe also in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you focus on him, know that in him all of your needs are met. There is no need to be anxious, for your God continues to provide for you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I invite our ushers to come forward as we gather our tithes and offerings. Please stand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving,
present your requests to God.
We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray together. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death has no more dominion over him. Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Dying, Christ dies to sin once for all. Living, he lives to God. Count yourselves as dead to sin and alive to God. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
You may be seated as we sing hymn 756.
And trial grieve me. Christ is near with his cheer, never will he leave me. Who can rob me of the heaven that God's Son for me won when his life was given? When life's troubles rise to meet me, though their weight may be great, they will not defeat me. God, my loving Savior, sends them.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well as past services at Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls, Wisconsin, YouTube page. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for this ministry, please do so on our Facebook page.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Grand Blanc, Michigan, a suburb of Flint, say there are multiple victims after a shooting at a Latter-day Saints church. Police say the shooter's down and there's no threat to the public, but that the church is on fire. They're asking people to stay away. Authorities in North Carolina say the shooting Saturday night that killed three people at a waterfront bar in Southport was highly premeditated. Authorities say that Nigel Edge is in custody, accused of opening fire from a boat into the crowd. Democratic leaders in Congress say President Trump will meet with them tomorrow, the day before government funding runs out. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Democrats will be to blame if the government shuts down.
It's on Chuck Schumer and Democrats in the Senate to keep the government from shutting down, and I hope they'll come to their senses and do that early next week.
President Trump also hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday. His office says that nothing will be done against Israel's will regarding a potential peace plan. This is ABC News.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers take on the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. On defense, Green Bay's Rashawn Gary currently leads the NFL in quarterback sacks. So how much credit does trading with the Cowboys for Micah Parsons have to do with that? I asked defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I think you got to give credit to Rashawn. You know, I said it during training camp. I saw it during OTAs. I saw the way he worked in the offseason. He came back in great shape. Worked on his get off, worked on his pass rush. It's what he does every day, and it's what he did in training camp. And that's what we were hoping we were going to see, and we have. He's finishing on the quarterback. I think he's playing really good in the run game. He's playing more snaps because he's in better shape. He knows the defense. He has a better understanding of it. I think he's had a really good start, and we just need to continue because it's just a start, right? And he's got to get better and better, and we got to coach him better and better.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A very pleasant final Sunday in September. We'll see sunshine and afternoon highs warming into the low to mid 70s, a light southwest wind. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, mid and upper 40s, close to 80 on Monday. It's 57 at our studios.